This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Wow, that was a big shot heard around the world from the debate in St. Louis, at least one of them. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In the end, it was like a WWE fight, only there was no punching and kicking and screaming. It was all about the words that were said on the stage. It was vicious at times, venom flying around. It was supposed to be a town hall where people ask questions. Yeah, right. It was more about everything else but that. A couple of moments that weren't. In the end, there was a feel-good, there was a feel-good question, I'll say. And this is round two down, even though some of the news organizations are saying that Hillary Clinton won, I would say it's still a coin toss. It's absolutely a coin toss at this point. If you don't know what happened leading into this, the big news, and every day there is something happening with Hillary Clinton or something happening with Donald Trump, let's face it, it's been that kind of a campaign. It's wacky, crazy. It is a circus. It is a wild political circus, unlike really none other that we've seen, really, honestly. The only thing I can compare it to is Sarah Palin. When all of a sudden John McCain picked Sarah Palin and people went gaga over Sarah Palin, there was that moment where she was the hockey mom and she was being unveiled at the Republican convention, and it was wild and people were trying to figure out about Sarah Palin, and all kinds of stories were happening, and then some shocking stories happened, and then there was more of that media manipulation and whatnot that goes on. But this is on a way different level, and it's not about VPs, not really. It's about both of these candidates. So here's what happened if you don't know. On Friday, there was a 2005 conversation that Billy Bush had with Donald Trump that was caught on tape. Very lewd, very vulgar. In fact, I'm going to let you hear the conversation so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's let it roll.
You brag that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family.
All right, so that was the reaction at the debate, because this is after the fact. But here, I think we have it. I think we have it, Isaiah. Isaiah is new with us, and I think we've got the conversation that was caught on tape that was revealed on Friday, right?
I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't need to wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the... I can do anything.
All right, so that conversation became, I mean, it just took off. It took off like wildfire, a life of its own, with, you know, comments all over the place about that conversation that was caught off mic. I mean, they were actually taping something. Billy Bush has been suspended from the Today Show. He does an hour of the Today Show. Who knows if he'll be back? At least now he's benched for that convo. And a lot of Republicans jumped off the Trump bandwagon, saying that it was aggressive, the comments about the women alluding to sexual assault just cannot be tolerated. So you had a slew of Republicans who said they could not back Donald Trump, and they bolted. Mike Pence, his running mate, did not. He released a statement saying that the comments were disgusting and all of that. But then after the debate, he backed up Donald Trump, because there were a lot of people saying that they didn't believe that Mike Pence would hang around. And in fact, Mike Pence canceled a fundraiser that he was scheduled to do, canceled that. And Mike Pence was supposed to do a fundraiser, or was supposed to do an appearance with Donald Trump over the weekend, didn't do that, as Paul Ryan was not going to do any kind of a public appearance with him either. But on Twitter, Pence said, "I congratulate my running mate at Real Donald Trump on a big debate win. Proud to stand with you." So in the end, he came through in saying that whatever, he backed him up after the debate. There were plenty of people, including Melania, who released statements. It's been a wild 3 days, and the debate partially centered on that and Hillary Clinton and emails and the back and forth between the two of them, for sure. All right, let's go to Grimm. He's going to get a chance to sound off first. You can, too, as well. 855-266-5283. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Well, I wish we had couple hours to talk about this because it deserves it, but
great. Well, don't worry, we'll be talking about it all week. We're all week.
I got a written statement, but really, to start off with, Kate, where did this come from? This off the mic thing come from?
Yeah.
Which is my whole statement. It came from the same media that's trying to tear him down.
NBC. Yeah, but here, wait a second. I think just as many people are trying to screw with Hillary Clinton. I think it's equal. I do. I think
Yes. Have you seen Frontline's
yes.
The Choice for 16?
Yes.
You know what my end statement is to that?
Yes.
Both of them need to get a life.
I know. I agree. And you know that. Look, I said this in the previous hour. Mary Matlin, who couldn't have been more respected in trying to help the Bushes get elected, Bush 1 and Bush 2, and she's married to an incredibly liberal man who helped get Clinton elected. She was on a show and she said, look, she said, it's ridiculous that Republicans are bailing on Trump. He's the nominee. He's who you've put up there. She said, he wasn't my first choice, second choice, third choice, or even 16th, but he is the guy. And so this is the thing that's crazy that's happening. Republicans are eating their own. That's not helping the case. And so that's why I'm saying you could make an argument on the media side of this is ridiculous, and you could make a as she did, saying, look at what the Republicans do to themselves. That's wrong, because this is what's happened.
Okay, well, just look at this. I watched at the end of the debate all three networks running, listening to it, because I didn't take in that much. And they were constantly standing up for Hillary. And the only thing that came to my mind was what my pa said to me years ago, which is the end of what I wrote. Excuses, excuses, excuse me, Hillary. Bye-bye. I mean, my dad used to jump over. I don't want to hear excuses from you, boy. I want to hear the truth.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm listening to you. We're not going to, I mean, this is politics 101. We're not getting that.
Just it. I mean, the same thing about, you know, him being such. Kate, I dated a girl, got her started up in the local journalistic stuff, and let me tell you, they're all alike when you go to their parties.
Yeah, they're all alike. I love that. Grimm, we're out of time. We got to fly. Thanks for sounding off. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Secretary Clinton, does Mr. Trump have the discipline to be a good leader?
No.
I'm shocked to hear that.
All right, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, part two, over with the debate. Now it's back to the campaign trail in 30 days. One of the two of them is going to be president. It's going to be wild to see the finish of this thing. What are the commercials going to look like? And there certainly is enough fodder out there, that's for sure. And some of that coming off of this past weekend. The emails for Hillary, still definitely an Achilles heel. Now for him are the comments on the bus. I think anyone standing by Trump, that's not going to affect them. It's just, are there people who have not made up their mind and which direction are they going to go in? There's some interesting headlines after this debate. I've already gone through some of them. I'm going to give you some more for sure. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Dan, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Sorry, babe. I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
And to all my friends out there in the police department, hi, guys. How's it going? Now, Kate, I know that you are as pure as the wind-driven snow, and you never checked out dudes to see how they looked or didn't ever discuss it with other girls when you were in Spain or any place like that. You just didn't do that sort of thing, did you, baby?
But wait a second. Here's the problem. I hang out with mostly dudes. So.
Well, I know that, but you wouldn't mention with any other girl, boy, I sure do like the way that so-and-so looks, blah, 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 right, baby? You're always almost a monk in female form, right?
No, you're so funny. Listen,
yeah, right. Okay.
But here's the thing. Even he's saying he wishes he didn't say those things.
Listen, girl. I used to work in a laundry years ago when I was just a young man. And I was in charge of sorting the sheets and stuff, getting them ready for the special laundry. And we had to do that because the girls at the colleges and at the schools that they're in, private schools, would write some of the most absolutely sexist, sick stuff you ever saw in your life.
Wow.
So don't go laying it all on just the guys. I mean, I have been witness to some of the most crude. I can't even tell you about it because it's just too dirty. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, it was dirty laundry, really.
I like that. Dirty laundry. There's a song about that. Okay, got it. Got
yeah,
it.
You betcha, baby. Oh, now, listen, I voted for Donald after what they said that he said. So, I mean, I have been one of the men that have said things to women that were, shall we say, suggestive. Like I recently explained to a young woman that I thought she looked really, really cool, and I couldn't wait to have an affair with her. And I'm a very happy camper as a result. So there was a little bit of lust on both sides, if you know what I mean.
I got what you're saying.
This stuff is going to keep on going, and Hillary's going to keep on coming up with these little bullets out of the dark. But it isn't going to do her any good. Donald's going to win this thing. He's having to fight the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the entire news media. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to come to this man's aid financially and any other way necessary and get out there and vote. Like Kate says, get out and vote. If you don't vote, you can't make a difference. By God, let's get out there and get it done. And Graham, Izzy, love you guys. Hasta la tortilla, Kate.
Thanks, Dan. All right, so he's echoing, Dan's echoing what I say. Just vote. Come on, vote. And you can call and burn up these phone lines and say what you care to say within reason. Because, yeah, it is true. To me, that is the most important thing. And it's the thing that always gets lost in all of this because a lot of times so many people will say, oh, why should I vote? I don't want to vote because my vote will cancel out the guy down the street who told me he's voting for Hillary Clinton. I'm voting for Trump. I mean, come on, just go and vote. It doesn't matter who's doing what to whom, how they're voting. You don't know. I mean, yes, we could talk about Electoral College and go through all of that rigmarole, but come on, give me a break. So in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the paper of record there, here's what there said. Presidential debate, this is what they took out of it. It said, Clinton, he's unfit. Trump, I'll put her in jail. Said few great lines, but several memorable moments. And talked about fight night in St. Louis. That's what I thought it was like. It was like a fight night. I've been to many, many fights. There was no gloves, but there was sizing up and eyeing. And at the one point, I really do think the photograph and any photographer assigned to this, if they didn't get it, was Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton staring each other down with the mics where they were talking right at each other. And I thought that, wow, this is just crazy. I mean, isn't this crazy? But it is what this election is. It is. It's hotly contested, baby. That's what the deal is. Okay, so I want to give you a couple more headlines because to me I think it's interesting to see what the editors across the country have pulled out. So I kind of went from coast to coast and in between to do that. We have the San Francisco Chronicle. I used to read the Chronicle because I, for a very brief time when I graduated college, lived in California and spent time up and down the coast, but all the papers were available and I used to get them all because I wanted to see what people were saying across the state. So I read the papers from SoCal and papers from Northern California too. Their paper, the Cron, doesn't put the debate on the, what would you call the front part of the paper, the fold. It puts it sort of below the fold. And it says, debate made for nail-biting TV. Whether they were anti-Trump and wanted to see him beg for forgiveness over the Billy Bush tape, or Clinton foes who wanted to see her squirm at the mention of her husband's extramarital affairs, they were watching. Then there was another headline, the Clinton-Trump debate, sorting out truth from lies, and that was the big headlines. See, it all goes back to people wanting to watch it, being on the edge of your seat, feeling like it was a fight, like some kind of a prize fight, I guess, is a good way to put it. It did feel like that. And the Washington Post said an unusually dark, bitter face-off, and the picture is the picture that pays is the one where they face off, where they're staring right into each other's face, and they're very, very close. And they go down to say winners and losers from the debate, that Hillary Clinton didn't make any sort of glaring error that would allow Trump to back into the contest, but Trump was again moving forward, and he really, to me, didn't do anything to tank himself. There were some people that were saying, no, this was it, and this is going to, he's going to fall apart and disintegrate, and he's not disintegrating. He's not going, I mean, he's not going to go anywhere. And he's doing the things that he does. He said he was going to look at the scandals. He was going to bring up the Clinton affairs. So we knew this. I mean, this debate is definitely one, this spectacle is one for the record books. There's no question. This will be remembered. Somebody said to me that was there, it's the spectacle in St. Louis. And it is. It's a battle. This is what it is. It's a battle. This is this campaign. And there is scorched earth, of course, all over the place. So Donald Trump leveled some harsh charges at Clinton, promised to send her to jail. Clinton was a little bit restrained, but she said, okay, Donald, I know you're into big diversion night. And so she went after him on a few things, and then they kind of tried to explain from there. What happens these next couple of days, I think it's going to be super interesting to see where they take it. You know, some of this is going to show up in campaign ads. There's no doubt about that. And they say campaign ads, why so much money is spent on those, because people who are undecided, it's almost like they take it for gospel. So they watch the campaign ads and figure out if, hey, this is who I want to vote for. We do a thing called Nail the Score each and every week, Tuesday into Wednesday, and you all play. It's so fun, and you can play too. All you have to do is call us on that final segment in our second hour. The game of the week was Philly and Detroit. Detroit won 24-23. Nobody had it. A couple people were kind of in the ballpark, but not there. Not there. And, of course, so many picked the Eagles. That was part of the problem, too. Only Grimm really picked the Lions to win 16-9. So no winners this time around. Hang with us for the re-rack.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's
800-328-1860. My friends on the Atlantic seaboard, boy, and I'm hearing from them right and left. I've got family in Florida, and as I've mentioned before, a lot of friends in Jacksonville and in Charleston and whatnot. There's a lot of concerns about what's going to happen to their homes and what's going to happen, frankly, when they come back. Scott Major joins us now. He's a national disaster insurance expert and author. Scott, without a doubt, we've seen the problems that have happened to people. Hurricane Katrina comes to mind. There have been other disasters having to do with even mudslides and tornadoes. And then, of course, that's different for policies. But we've seen what it's like for those people to try to recover, especially we can recall recently with Hurricane Sandy, or wasn't really Superstorm Sandy, what that did to so many people. So you can imagine a lot of people are on edge.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation, having been through physically 10 hurricanes on my own and having done extensive work with post-Katrina, post-Sandy, post-Wilma. There is a substantial amount of damage that's going to be done, and the success of individuals is going to be, and their businesses is going to be, in their ability to prepare and to take steps both before and after the hurricane.
Yeah, so how do you prepare before that? What can people do? Do they need to have photographs and stuff of their house and whatnot?
Excellent, yes. The answer is that the first thing you want to do, if you have time, is to call your insurance broker or your insurance agent and make sure you have proper coverage, understand what your coverage is, whether it covers both the exterior as well as the interior. Some people have something called contents coverage, which covers damage to furniture and art and things inside clothing and stuff like that. You want to make sure you understand exactly what that is. In addition to that, you want to take pictures or video of every single aspect of your house inside and out. And what that means is going around and taking pictures of clothing or art or furniture, as well as the structures itself inside and out, your ceilings, your roofs, your outdoor windows and things like that, even trees, so that if there is damage afterward, you have a documentation, an actual video or picturesque documentation that can be used with the insurance company. It's extremely compelling.
Yeah, and was that the problem? As you said, you know, you've worked with people, you were in 10 hurricanes yourself. Is that the problem with most people? They don't have that, I would assume, right?
That's correct. Most people don't read their insurance policies. They're not even sure what their insurance policies say, you know, because insurance policies are essentially a group of exclusions telling you what's not covered and a very small amount of information that is covered. So most people just assume, oh, I've got coverage for if my house blows down or if there's a window damage, and they may not realize there may be high deductibles or there may be damages which require proof. And if you haven't done video or picture evidence and actually document these things, then you may have problems with having the insurance company say to you, we're not really sure that you can prove that this damage occurred, you know, before the storm or after the storm. And so these pictures and videos are so quintessentially important to making sure you have a good insurance claim. And this is all before the hurricane starts, because there's another set of factors that you engage in afterward. But it's really important, if you think about just protecting your assets and protecting and making a record, a snapshot of what your property and what your personal items are in before the hurricane starts.
All right, we're talking to Scott Major, insurance expert, especially focusing on this hurricane, this event that's coming down, like I said, bearing down on the East Coast. Okay, so after the event, then what do you do?
First thing that you want to do is to make sure that you notify your insurance companies and your agents. And there's a big understanding that needs to be made to the listeners, and that is calling your insurance broker, your agent, doesn't always constitute notification. If you have a GEICO insurance policy or a State Farm or an Allstate insurance policy, you call that number that is on the back of your policy or on your card, and you notify them directly. Your agents can help you, but you need to notify the insurance company directly, because oftentimes, first in, first out. So you want to immediately call if you have damage, because they'll start your claim soon. And you can imagine there are thousands and thousands. And in the case of like Sandy and Katrina, there were hundreds of thousands of claims. You want to get online first. The next thing you want to do is to check and see if there's any government relief available. Lots of times FEMA and other government agencies will be called into action when the national declaration of an emergency occurs. So oftentimes the governor will reach out to the president and try to get a declaration. If that occurs, you're entitled to immediate monies, separate and apart from those monies that go through the insurance company. And there's a number of different options there. You also want to go back out and take pictures of what the damage is, just like you did before. You want to make sure that you document, hey, here's the damage now, so I can show the insurance companies or their agents before and after pictures or video that clearly delineate exactly what the problems are. The next thing to do is to get multiple estimates. So you don't want to have your friend Fred, you know, come and write an estimate for you. You want to call a couple of roofing companies or a couple of landscaping companies or a couple of companies that are going to fix general contractors, whoever those experts are, that will come and give you estimates so that you can go to the insurance company and say, hey, I've got a whole package here for you. I've got my pictures before. I've got my pictures afterward. I've got a couple of independent experts that have come out and done an estimate. I don't care which one that you choose, but I need this to get done. And the last two things I would say are, you want to make sure that you continually write. Sometimes just making a phone call, even though it's recorded, doesn't give you a good record of what occurred. So when you find out who the adjuster is, they'll often have an email address and most things go electronically now. You start writing them every day, every week. What's the status of my claim? When is an adjuster coming out to visit me? When am I going to be paid? Are there any delays? If there's any delays, please write me and specifically tell me what delays there are. You know, when are you going to issue my check? You know, and so forth and so on, so that you have a documented record of 1, 2, 10, 20, I tell my clients, 20 to 50 letters, so the insurance company realizes, hey, we better either get rid of this claim, or we may face some adverse consequences at the end. And finally, you need to decide, do you want to have an expert to help you? And that is, do you want to retain a public adjuster or a lawyer or another representative that can come and step in between and sort of facilitate their claim? And those two individuals, and when you talk about public adjusters and lawyers, they're both equally competent and they handle different things. An adjuster is more before litigation and can help you to understand exactly how to process the claim. And oftentimes they're adjusters themselves, and so they know how to speak the lingo, but they can't do what lawyers do in the sense that they can't file suits and they can't put pressure on the insurance companies in the same way. Usually the differences between hiring them are ones of cost. A public adjuster might be less expensive, might be 10% of whatever you recover, whereas an attorney might be more. The offset to that is that if you hire an attorney in most states, particularly, let me take Florida, for example, you have the ability to sue the insurance company if they don't pay, and then essentially your lawyer's free because the insurance company has to pay the lawyer as well as pay the entire claim. And so you have to make good decisions on what experts you choose and make sure that the people who repair your home are certified, do have the expertise, do have licenses, do have insurance. A lot of times they'll come around and they don't have insurance, and if they do a defective job, you've got no remedy against them. So these are important considerations that every single homeowner and business owner should do. And I might just add that this equates and actually applies to both individuals and business owners. So if you have a business, you want to engage in the same tactical warfare, if you will, you know, in preparation before and after, so that you have the same sort of documentary evidence and you've notified the insurance companies in the same way. And oftentimes in business environments, there's different insurance, such as insurance that will cover when your workers can't work, business interruption insurance, or if there's damages and other things, that is separate apart than a typical homeowner's or condominium policy that is really looking to cover the structure and the content itself. So those are good examples of great techniques that you will absolutely succeed, having handled thousands and thousands of these claims and given testimony virtually all over the country after these storms and helped cities, counties, states, as well as individuals and businesses. I can tell you that that is the way to successfully get paid for a claim and to prepare yourself to give yourself the best chance for the quickest resolution.
Yeah, so what you said, that takes a lot of work and tenacity, and you just have to be prepared for that, right, Scott?
There's no doubt about that, and that's where you have to start thinking about if, in fact, you do take your pictures beforehand and you're going to take your pictures afterward, whether or not, hey, this is too much for me, I'd like to get an expert attorney or I'd like to get an adjuster involved to help me out to process that claim. I would mention that if you do get any kind of expert like a public adjuster or a lawyer, I would make sure that you get specific writings from them that tell you what specifically they're going to do, what kind of timelines they're going to give you to make sure that somebody doesn't just step in and then just try to get any money because they're getting a little percentage and run. So you want to make sure they'll delineate just the same way the insurance company will in writing. And if they don't, you write them the same way. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so if you're persistent with your insurance company and you have the right experts in place, you're much more likely to get insurance claims paid faster and you're much more likely to get more money.
Yeah. We have like 40 seconds left, but are they ever going to solve this solution in Long Island? It's terrible.
It's awful. You know, when I was up there testifying and giving evidence before committees, I can tell you that the biggest problem they have is that, you know, they don't have a good disbursement formula for how to get these monies to the people quicker. And then organizations in cities and counties across the country have to think about hurricanes.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fly me to the moon. Let me get you.
Now, Julian Assange keeps threatening that he's got some amazing amount of damaging information about Hillary Clinton that's going to be floated right before the election. So who better to join us on ATN than Michael Dougherty? He's a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. He's a board member at Snoop Wall. I mean, his credentials would take us half an hour to go through. And he's written this great book that you need to pick up, The Devil Inside the Beltway, The Shocking Exposé of the U.S. Government's Surveillance and Overreach into Cybersecurity, Medicine, and Small Business. Michael, always fun to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Identate.
So, Julian Assange, what's he got on Hillary Clinton? What do you think the deal is there?
Well, first of all, when they put a bag over your head, and it's like we should be playing Carly Simon's song, Anticipation. Everyone's guessing, everyone's waiting. And all you can look at is like the statistical odds. Because here's a guy who has so much power and credibility because he comes through with what he says he's going to come through. So I hang my hat on that. At the same time, he probably, and this is my guess, is getting a bunch of pressure about don't look like you're helping Trump and trying to destroy Hillary, and the 10th anniversary was one thing, and he wants to string out the attention. I mean, this is a vigilante journalist. His whole thing is attention, so he's trying to steal the spotlight so he can raise money and raise importance, but he better come up with the goods. Now, he says he's got stuff on the government, and he says he's got stuff on cybersecurity, and he's got all this stuff. He doesn't say, I'm going to destroy Hillary Clinton. Those are the Trump people saying, I'm going to destroy Hillary Clinton.
Right.
I'm a little surprised he still didn't have it a couple days ago, but he says he's dropping something this week, and I am not going to, and he says he's going to drop something Yeah, about, I think about 100,000 files at least.
Wow.
There's a million files, I think. And it's before the election's up. So he's going to string this through. And this type of narrative, I can't help Hillary. It can't help her. So, you know, because it's all going to focus on the government's status quo communications. And she was there the entire time. So it's going to be very interesting as far as when he's going to drop. But, you know, he needs to get on with it.
He does need to get on with it. I mean, this is like the boy who cried wolf, for goodness sake. If he doesn't, if there's not a payoff, like you said, I mean, it's ridiculous because he's been dragging this out for a while now. And you're right. He mentions Clinton, but the people who have really inflated it even more are guys like Roger Stone, who, as you know, was the former right-hand guy for Donald Trump's campaign. And he's the guy who's saying that these revelations will absolutely implode on Hillary Clinton's campaign. And like you said, it's not going to do them much good because they have to sit here and dance around it. But they're used to doing that. They had to do that with half of the issues that have hit her squarely in the head. I say the Clintons are like Teflon. What's up with that?
Well, that's because if you read Solinsky's, you know, Rules for Radicals, part of group control is numbing them. I mean, it's like, you know, we have, what have we seen if you're an observer? We've seen scandal after scandal after scandal. We've seen no accountability. So what does that do if you're someone outside the power grid and you're just living your life as an American, which is most of us? Well, you think, what can I do? You feel deflated. You feel frustrated. You feel if you get all upset, what's the point? So people get numb and dumb. And, you know, I hope that doesn't continue. You know, and they justify things. People purchase on emotion, and they justify with facts. So hopefully they're going to stay angry and go to the polls and vote for Trump. But, you know, it is going to be interesting to see. It's going to be tight. It's going to be close. I mean, you know, I still, what's ironic about this is I really do believe this is Trump's to lose. And if he has another debate performance where he leaves all the food on the table, then there's going to be a problem. No one really wants Trump to run around acting like a 3-year-old, you know, yelling names and being that kind of thing.
Right.
But when tennis balls are thrown up, they're easy hits by Hillary during a debate, you're supposed to hit them. And for someone that is saying, you know, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired, I would have fired him on that performance. He needs to show, but it's the first one, and he is
right.
I mean, we really know what he needs to do. He needs to turn it around. I mean, everyone wants to see him turn it around in a clear, effective, on the balls of your feet manner, and put her on her heels in a factual manner, not a name calling temper tantrum manner. If he does that, we're back in business.
All right, so that's how he has to answer in this second debate, which is coming up Sunday. To me, I said this all along, Michael, that everything really kind of hangs in the balance with these debates because it's must-see TV, to steal a phrase from NBC back in the day, that people are just glued to this. They can't get enough of the show of the one-on-one, and we've got two more of these, and I think this could be make or break for either one of them, actually.
No, I agree, and this is where Assange comes to be so important because if he's got, I mean, this government has evolved so much over the past century that they all know how to keep bags over everyone's head. And it's sad to say we have to have an activist journalist who's working with hackers that's hacking their computers from overseas to inform the public what's going on because you know the major media is not going to do it. So come on, Julian. We want to know what the truth is. Who doesn't? And that will fuel the debate.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'd be remiss not to ask you this since you're here. On another note, what's going on with Yahoo and the information that they were willing to dump out to whatever agency? This was your expertise because we don't really know who it is. We have some ideas, but they just Marissa Mayer, who runs Yahoo, lost two people that were high up in her ranks because they refused to comply with what she was going to do with the government. But apparently, more of this spying on people who were Yahoo subscribers.
Well, this is what this is. The peak argument of this isn't even Yahoo. The peak argument is, hey, we're the NSA, and we want to see everything, and just trust us because we're just trying to get the criminals. And then the tech companies are going, have a decision to make, yay or nay. And so I'm sure she's made herself very unpopular with people in Silicon Valley. And it's tough when you're the CEO, you also have to look in the mirror and go, how do I look in orange stripes, black stripes, you know, what do I look?
Oh, yeah.
So and then you've got the law, and then you've got the Hassel Index, and you know, it is a tough decision given the current quagmire of the law right now. And it is a tough decision because if we're not going to trust the government, and look, the government's never going to be perfect, but what's our choice to protect ourselves? So it's not an easy answer. And, you know, it's the price we want to pay. These people that want to hurt us want to infiltrate through back doors and foundationally and play dirty. And, you know, we are at a very tough decision-making time. And it's interesting when all the facts are laid out, you find Democrats that are voting for the NSA. So it's hard because we don't have all the facts.
Yeah.
And the public never gets all the facts.
Yeah. So how do you bridge that gap of, I guess you can't. It just has to be because you can't release all the info.
Well, I think you build more trust in government by showing the public that when someone does something wrong, they're going to get punished. And that's the problem. We're not showing that. Willis Lerner's on, you know, permanent vacation. We're paying for it. And, you know, and if you go after a bureaucrat, we get to pay their law firm out of our money over $1,000 an hour. And they all drag it out for years. And look at Hillary Clinton. So when there's no accountability within the government, then people are afraid to give the NSA everything. Because you get people like Hillary or Obama who then make all the agencies give them the information so they can go after their enemies. That's the problem. And if the public doesn't wake up to that, that is what they should, that's the direct attack right there. And it's going to be up to the public to do it, right? Because people in bureaucracies, I mean, they don't eat their own, you know, and that's where we have to wake up. And that's why I wish Donald would just put his total professional sharpest attack hat on the next month. And because this whole infrastructure of really thinking of the American public as them and the bureaucrats as us has got to stop.
Yeah, boy, that's such an interesting take. And you know, because you were in the middle of this, that you're right. It is us and them. No matter where you are, whether you're conservative, whether you're liberal, whether you're somewhere in between, whether you're no label, it doesn't matter. I mean, it is us and them, them and us. It's crazy. It's like sports, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, you look at all the cronies inside D.C. that are going for Hillary now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and, oh, he'll do this or that. I'm like, you know, I don't know how I could endorse her. I could endorse nobody,
right.
But I couldn't endorse her. I mean, if your concern is all that, because it's just more of the same. And, you know, we keep kicking the can down the road, and I don't know what shape America is going to be in when we finally get a chance to repair it.
Yeah, well said. Michael Dougherty, always fun to catch up with you. Thank you so much. Again, you can pick up his book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Thanks, Michael.
Great talking to you. Take care.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.